And that's a track called Let's Give Them a Chance from the band Timber Roots. It is a song written in 2016 in response, in reference to the biggest European refugee crisis that the continent there has ever seen, and it definitely plays nicely after the Jason and Ferris Romero song that we heard, Cannot Change It All, you know, just speaking to the state of the world in different ways. And, you know, it's part of what we do here on Campus and Community Radio. We try to give you a different angle on the world, whether that's through the music that gets played here and highlighting artists that you might not hear otherwise, or, you know, giving you different perspectives on issues and topics of the day that might be underrepresented, or, you know, a different side of the story. So that's what we do. That's what we try to do. And if you like what you hear, let us know. We're always open to hearing your feedback and letting us know what you like. Roots and Berries is the name of this show. My name is Robin Erickson. I'm your host for the program, heard every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, we have a little Roots and Berries segment where we learn about berries. And I'm going to come back and just chat a little bit about birds and berries. But first, we're going to hear something beloved around the station here. This is a public service announcement from our friends at Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. Collecting data on wild birds is crucial for their conservation, but it requires huge amounts of effort. Researchers may spend many hours in the field recording all the birds they see and hear, or following the lives of specific individuals. This takes a lot of training, time, and money. One way to help streamline this process is with gizmos called Autonomous Recording Units, or ARUs. For days or months, these recording devices eavesdrop on the environment around them, including the songs and calls of the local birds.
HMS Site 103, start time now.
Recently, researchers tracked the lifespans of male savannah sparrows over 6 years using only recordings that captured individuals' uniquely identifiable songs. Identifying the songs picked up on recordings can be almost as time-consuming as in-person fieldwork. But new AI tools are quickly making it easier to analyze the audio. This could open up new possibilities for expanding or replacing in-person bird surveys and monitoring secretive species. You can even try a version of this at home with smartphone apps and specially made devices that record songs from your neighborhood. Who knows? Maybe you'll capture the call of a bird you've never observed in your area before. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
I always learn so much listening to Bird Note, you know, a minute and 45 seconds and little educational public service announcements here. Love them. So today, when I was thinking about berries and the fall weather here, maybe coming, maybe not coming. Certainly, it's unseasonably warm, but you know, birds are migrating and still preparing for the winter. And you know, some forecasts say that we're in for a cold one. So knowing the kinds of foods and berries and seeds that birds need to live on through the winter can be really handy, especially if you're in control of having a garden. One of the things that I thought was, you know, kind of funny but also very true is that birds consume berries of popular garden plants and then become the agents for the dispersal of their seeds. Vis-a-vis the fruit goes in one end, the seed comes out the other end, and usually in a different location, right? And so birds can be responsible for sort of planting invasive species in natural areas or in places where you don't necessarily want that plant. And three of the worst here are English ivy, laurel-leaved daphne, and holly, which are super-duper invasive. And I know that at Stanley Park, they've got a real diligent effort to go through the park and remove these plants from their environment and replace them with more indigenous native plants that in some cases look and act like these plants but encourage better flora and fauna in all kinds of ways. And so if you've got those plants, or if you're thinking of planting those plants, please don't do so according to naturalists and botanists of the area. Try to find something that's a little bit more naturalized to the area. Some of the fruit that attract an assortment of birds are the cotton Easter, the dogwood, the firethorn, hawthorn, Pacific madrone, which is a type of arbutus, the red elder, the red flowering currant, and the service berries. And so those are good for an assortment of birds. Again, the cotton Easter, the dogwood, the firethorn, hawthorn, Pacific madrone, the red elder, and the flowering currant. And the service berry here on Roots and Berries. We're going to listen to a track that is written thinking about the Pacific Northwest and the shoreline here, or I don't know if it's the shoreline per se, but the natural environ. This is a track that's actually called the Great Pacific Northwest. And it's a beautiful instrumental piece by guitar player Glenn Jones to start off this next set here on Roots and Berries. Thank you.
easy to tell. So I walk to the train, works just as well. Might do some good to sit down for a spell. Perfect for place and time. No, I can't say she loved me. I can't say I was her only. But what I know now is that she's doing fine. Tired of love, I'm tired of the little things. Who are you?
Coast to the other coast here on Roots and Berries. We traveled from the Pacific Northwest with Glenn Jones to the New York Inner Harbor there with a track called Tugboat from the Brother Brothers. And yeah, song about tugboats. Coming to the last few songs here on Roots and Berries, which is the show that you're listening to. We've got just a couple left for you. This one is called Appalachian Woman from a band called Caledonia off the Indian Creek Sessions. We're going to follow that up with a track from the Stone Sparrows called Picture Show. And that'll be that. So don't go away. Lots of great music coming up. I Come From the Mountain is up at 1 o'clock, and then we've got a special show. Linda and John are going to be in the studio playing around at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming up on the radio right here. CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio. Thanks for listening.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
cause you never really had.
Appalachian woman telling Rocky Mountain lies. Seven devils evil under Allegheny skies. A region valley beauty, but a devil in disguise. She's an Appalachian woman telling Rocky Mountain lies. Just to lead a man alive. Appalachian woman telling Rocky Mountain lies. Seven devils evil under Allegheny skies. Region Valley beauty, but a devil in disguise. She's an Appalachian woman telling Rocky Mountain lies.
listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.